T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Right now with Kevin Wheeler.
Hey, Eddie!
Let's talk a little business of baseball here.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball.
There's no crying in baseball!
Cardinals, Blues, and more with sports reporter Kevin Wheeler.
Well, we got to start with the St. Louis Blues today as they advance past the Minnesota Wild last night. Kevin Wheeler, KMOX sports reporter, hosts the Sports Open Line with us every Friday. Kevin, welcome to the show. Let's go Blues.
Yeah, no kidding, man. How about the way they recovered from all of the difficulties? I thought that was amazing, man. You know, I know they got a couple of the guys back toward the end of the series, but, you know, you're going up against a team that, you know, over the course of the regular season was not only your equal, but, you know, slightly better in the standings, although you beat them head-to-head more often than not. But you had to overcome a lot in this series with guys being out, you know, half of your top six defensemen missing a big chunk of the series. And to see them overcome that, to see the strength of the team, which is the depth of the forwards, kind of push itself toward the top of the pile and, you know, give them that little extra. And, by the way, nice to see Jordan Binnington come in and be the guy that, I don't know if he, quote, I don't know if I want to say saved the series, but certainly looked like the guy that we saw a couple years ago.
Completely. You know, it seems to me, as somebody who is a huge St. Louis Blues fan, but not as much in the know when it comes to hockey, it seems like the Blues have a lot of blowouts that go both ways. And watching the game last night, I appreciated it because I got home from a kid's spring concert, turned it on, and it was just kind of a butt-kicking. Is this a high and a low? Is this the way the Blues play, or is this just my assessment of it?
No, I mean, it's how the series went, for sure. I don't think that that's a typical trait of theirs. And if we look at the regular season, you know, there were periods of time where they were really good and consistent for long stretches, and then there were periods of time when they weren't. And it wasn't scattered like that all year. I think it's more of a kind of a short-term thing. And I also think that in this particular series, a lot of what we saw early in terms of the result going bad the other way was what you were missing and trying to figure out how to adjust on the fly. And once they adjusted and started getting some guys back, well, then it got a lot easier.
Yeah, you talked last week about the injuries to our defense and how that's kind of a domino effect. If you move something into that place, then what happens next? Do the St. Louis Blues look good going into this next series against Stan Kroenke Sucks' Colorado Avalanche? To get that in there.
Well, I mean, yeah, it looks better, and hopefully it'll get even better, right? I mean, we saw Nick Leddy and Robert Bortuzzo around for the end of the Minnesota series. So, you know, that if those two are playing, that's five of your top six. It'd be nice to get Scandella back into the mix. And I think it's one of those things that it's going to be everything in the playoffs is day to day, right? I mean, that's just kind of how they're going to categorize everything because they don't like giving out information. But you know, you're much better positioned if everybody that you had last night is there when you start the new series, and it'll be even better if they can get more healthy and get back more to normal, because Colorado's no joke, man. I mean, the Avalanche just won their series in four games. They scored 21 goals in four games. They're unbelievably good. Now, they're a little bit more top-heavy than the Blues, but not much. There isn't a big difference here. This is going to be a really big challenge when you're healthy, and it's going to be even worse if you're not.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question to you, is how do the St. Louis Blues match up against the Colorado Avalanche. My understanding is that the Colorado Avalanche might be the team to beat in the playoffs, or at least in the conference. Do the Blues have what it takes to beat them still?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, look, Colorado was one of the preseason favorites for a reason. Vegas has always had them as one of the favorites. They back that up in the regular season. They're a dynamic team. They've got depth. They've got some of the best players in the sport. And saying all that, yeah, the Blues can beat them, man. I mean, like, if the Blues play at their level of capability, if they play to the peak of their capability, they can beat any team in the NHL in a seven-game series. I mean, they're so good with their forward group. They have so many guys that can beat you. And one thing they've got going, or at least they had going in the Minnesota series, is their best players were their best players. I mean, Ryan O'Reilly, Vladimir Tarasenko, David Perron, those guys were the top scorers. They were the guys that carried the load. And I think moving forward, you'd like to see more spread out. But, I mean, I don't think anybody's going to complain when your best players are producing.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's shift gears a little bit here to the St. Louis Cardinals. Seems like we've had a few bumps in the roads here. Paul DeJong sent to AAA. What's the state of the St. Louis Cardinals right now? Are they looking up or not so much?
I mean, this is kind of steady. I mean, they'll have a few games where they look great, and then they have a few games where they don't look as great. Record-wise, I think they're about on a 90-win pace, so I think that's a little lower than a lot of us think they should be. I think I pegged them for like 94, 95 wins. So that's a little behind, but it's not tragic by any means. But there are a couple things that we want to pay attention to. One of them is the Cardinals' offense against right-handed pitching. It's not been good. Just across the board, right-handed pitchers have given the Cardinals a lot more trouble than lefties. Lefties, they've gone to town on. I mean, you know, they've been excellent against left-handed pitching. But, you know, a couple of the young guys that are starting to get a little bit more run are hitting, and maybe that can help kind of boost the rest of the group because, you know, Juan Yepes has done nothing but mash since coming up from AAA last week. And Brendan Donovan's now getting a chance to play after Paul DeJong got sent down, and he's had a couple of nice games having been the starting shortstop. I know that he's not a great defensive shortstop, and I think that's going to lead to seeing some of Edmundo Sosa now that he's back. But, you know, they also need, you know, Donovan's left-handed bat against right-handed pitching. And, you know, if the two kids can kind of help out while a couple of other guys figure things out, right? I mean, Tyler O'Neill's struggling. He's not the guy that he was last year at this point. The biggest difference seems to me, like, two things. I talked about it on Sports Open Line last night. Two things seem to be the biggest difference is, one, he's chasing pitches out of the zone a little bit more. And he's actually making contact on them, which is not a good thing. You don't want to make contact on pitches out of the zone because that's soft contact. Those are outs. You want to stay in the zone, which is what he did really well last year. So if he can just get back to that habit of staying off of pitches that are on the edges or out of the zone and only swinging at the stuff in the zone that he can handle, he should be okay. But he's also not hitting breaking balls or off-speed pitches as well this year as he did last year. So. And by the way, based on that, I bet you could probably guess what opposing pitchers are doing more often against him. They're throwing more breaking balls. he's never seen this number of fastballs on the low end. I mean, the number of fastballs he's getting is way down from where it's been in the past. And obviously, he's pretty good against those. But you got to show you can hit the off speed before they're going to give you more of those fastballs.
We're speaking with Kevin Wheeler, host of Sports Open Line, a KMOX sports reporter with us each Friday. I'm just kind of going to let you answer this however you choose to, but the St. Louis Cardinals beat outfielder Tyler O'Neill in arbitration, and this was something I heard pop up in the news here and there. Does that really factor into the baseball game at all, or is that just for, like, the baseball nerds?
I mean, players are human, so I guess that it could. I'd be kind of surprised if it did. I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're not talking about millions of dollars in difference between what he was offered and what the team offered. You know, I think it was a $700,000 difference, which is a lot of money, but not that much when you're going to be making more than $3 million anyway.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like it really ruins everything. I do think players dislike the arbitration process. But my bet would be that O'Neill wasn't even thinking about it. He doesn't have to. I mean, it's his agent's job to go handle the hearing and do all that. I'm not saying it didn't impact him, but I'm saying I'd be surprised if it did.
All right. Well, I don't know how up you are on, or how high you, I should say, are on sabermetrics, but I really would like for you to break this down in the greatest detail you possibly can. Reading from Fox 2, a report on Fox 2 right now, that the Cardinals fans are the third heaviest drinkers among MLB fans. The average fan consumes more than 2.5 beers per baseball game, but according to a study by New York Gambling Online, Cardinals fans drink 3.05 beers a game. Why, Wheeler, are we drinking so much?
I mean, the stadium's named after a beer and a beer-producing family,
right? It's an homage.
Right?
Yes, it's, I mean, out of respect.
Well, we're a beer town. I mean, I'm big on sabermetrics. I'm big on analytics. I don't need them for this. This one's pretty simple. Not to mention the fact that, you know, I would also like to say that even given that, there's pretty good behavior at Cardinals games.
Sure.
You would think that a place that drinks more would have more fights. We see all that fight bullcrap in Chicago and L.A. and all that. So given that the Cardinals fans drink more beer than all but two places, I think it's even more impressive that we've got a pretty nicely behaved group of people every night.
Yeah, I think that is a really great point. I'm glad we didn't have to go into launch angles and exit velocity of drinking behaviors, because that could get pretty nasty. Are you a sabermetrics guy?
You know, exit velocity is the one I'd be worried about, because you don't want it coming back out.
Or launch angle. I mean, really.
Yeah, really.
Do you get into all the extra details, or do you think that, you know, you go with the hot hand and baseball's gonna baseball, or do you think that all these extra details really do come into the game and are necessary?
They're absolutely necessary, and the thing is that all they are really is observations of what's happening. Right? They're telling you, okay, you hit this ball, here's how hard you hit it, here's the angle that it left the bat. And we know, based on all of the incidences of at-bats in the last, whatever, 10, 11, 12 years, what that means and how likely you are to get a hit if you do those things, or how likely you are to produce offense. And, you know, for the life of me, I mean, I get that there are a lot of people that just don't want to take the time to learn all that stuff and get into it, because it's pretty tedious. It's not exactly exciting. So I fully understand that. I don't understand people acting like it doesn't matter. I mean, Ted Williams knew that launch angle mattered in the 1940s. Ted Williams talked about it. He didn't use the words launch angle. He talked about swinging with, his words were, a slight uppercut.
Mm.
So he knew that hitting the ball in the air, and he talked about it. He said, hitting the ball in the air is where the damage is. That's what I'm trying to do. And, I mean, this was 80-plus years ago that Ted Williams was talking about it. So what people, I think, maybe want to do to help themselves come to grips with those things if they don't like them is just note that it's just new words to describe things that everybody's already known.
Yeah.
You know, when people talk about, like, the high spin rate fastball, it sounds all technical and stuff. Well, that's what the guys in the olden days used to call a rising fastball. It doesn't actually rise, but it looks like it, and that has everything to do with how fast the ball is spinning. And, you know, these are things that everybody's known for 100 years. We just now can measure them, and we have names for them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you have access to information, why wouldn't you look at it? I guess it just kind of becomes – I think that the problem, if to identify the problem as if the problem does exist, is that it has really seeped its way into the mainstream conversation about baseball and the broadcast and the play-by-play. And it's like that's a little too much for maybe the more casual viewer who wants to sit down and take in their 3.05 beers and watch a baseball game versus the people who are listening to Sports Talk Radio or Sports Open Line and maybe a little more interested into that stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I fully understand why you wouldn't be interested in it, because it's not very fun. I mean, it's just math, you know. I mean, people really generally don't love math. But I don't understand the pushback against it.
Yeah.
Like, I do this with a lot of things, Andy. Like, all right, that thing bores me. I don't want to hear about it anymore. But I'm not yelling at other people to stop doing it. I just don't want to hear it, so I don't listen to it.
Sure.
And, you know, I think that, and I get it, right? It's entertainment, and you're trying to understand, you know, we have an understanding that we all come to when we're kids, right? We have a certain understanding of the game, and, you know, we don't like the idea that things are changing. And the truth is, though, that The only thing changing is the terminology and the ability to use technology to create more of what we think is good. But yeah, I mean, I get it. It's not exactly the most exciting thing in the world. I'm sure, as somebody that talks politics every day, there are elements of it you're like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to, and it doesn't do anything for me. You know, that I get that.
Yeah. It's kind of in the nerdery part of that political conversation, and I'm sure the sports, but some people live for it. And that's why you're there doing what you're doing, and I'm here doing what I'm doing. And we're always grateful that you come on here with us every Friday, Kevin. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Annie. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you as well. Take care. At Kevin Wheeler 94 on Twitter. Go give him a hello from the Annie Fry Show if you are so inclined.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.